Oh, Philip Semper, PhD, charging care today's date is 05-06-2023. Dictation is for Teresa Caballo. Caballo is spelled C-A-R-B-A-L-L-O. Teresa spells T-E-R-E-S-A. Date of birth is 09-20-1957. This is a 65-year-old female. Here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has a history of chronic knee pain secondary to DJD, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hypercholesterolemia. Here for follow-up and medication refill period. She indicated that she was 04-25-2023, had labs drawn. Is here to follow up on those results also, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed or were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure is 160 over 81. Pulse 102, respiration 18. Next paragraph. Bilateral knees, full range of motion with grating sensation. No edema, no erythema. Knees are not hot to touch. No balatment. Sign is negative, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion. No rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mycosis, or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is obesity, number two, chronic knee pain. Number three, DJD. Number four, hypertension. Number five, hypothyroidism. Number six, hypercholesterolemia. Number seven, obesity, period. Next paragraph. Labs are reviewed. Labs reveal decrease. Vitamin D, increase glucose. Next paragraph. Patient had a lengthy discussion about their glucose levels. She's not up to having her medication refilled. She says she wants to continue the current regimen. However, we talk about exercise and diet and exercises, which can also assist in improving her glucose. She says she understands and will try. Says she is unable to exercise like she would because of her bilateral knee pain or DJD. But says she will try. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were filled as follows. Meloxicam 15 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, this is for pain. Next medication, lovastatin 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, for cholesterol. Next medication, Euthyrox 100 micrograms 1 PO daily for 90 days. This is for thyroid replacement, period. Next paragraph, patient received a Toradol shot today in the clinic. Because she continues to complain of bilateral knee pain. And she was observed in clinic for an additional 20 minutes. She reports no side effects on her medication and says she's ready to go back to normal activities, period. End of dictation.